Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2014. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And tonight we're going to be discussing America in 2014. And 2014, we have to make this year a year about truth and restoring liberty. 2014 must be about the truth and restoring liberty. And we'll get into some of that in just a few minutes. But first off, want to let you know we're making plans here to start interviewing candidates for the 2014 election. So either next Thursday or the following Thursday, depending on how we work out all the details here, please plan on tuning in to listen to the candidates. This is going to be primarily Florida candidates. We may have some federal candidates from time to time, but most of this will be focusing on the Florida races and what we need to do to change what's happening in D.C., you know, and what's happening here in Florida with the state offices. I mean, every government is local, everything is local, whatever you want to call it. It's so true. And what we see, and we talk a lot about what's happening at the federal level, is happening right here at the local level, too. So we have to clean up local government, too. So we're going to get into that and really focus and try to give you as much information for Floridians so that you can make the right decision on who you're going to who you're going to vote for. So we'll talk about that as well. And, excuse me, we'll get into, you know, the typical stuff with the voter fraud, the voter election process, the two political parties. It's all going to be focused on the elections of 2014 and what we have to do to make a change. So that will either start next Thursday or the following Thursday. Monday, we'll still have a general show talking about a variety of issues. Tuesday will still continue to be Freedom Watch Radio with Karen Schoen and John Estabrook. And then Thursday will be election 2014. So, on that note, let's get going on to the issues of the day. As you see, I called the show that, again, calling the show that America in 2014, we must seek the truth and we must restore liberty. 2014 must be the year for the truth, must be the year to restore liberty, and a year of truth and restored liberty. The key statement for the night, if you want to call it that, is Americans must seek the truth, and they must face the truth. If you seek the truth, but then you deny it, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. We must seek the truth, we must face the truth, and then we can save the United States of America. When we face the truth of what has happened to our country, when we face the truth, then we can save America. As long as we're in denial, we will never change the way things are going. If we keep, you know, burying our head in the sand and acting like everything's okay, or justifying the actions of the two political parties and the executive orders of this madman dictator that we have in the White House, nothing is going to change. We have to face the facts of what has happened to our country, and do we have the will to change it? If we face the truth, I mean, I truly believe if the critical mass of American people, the American citizen, the American patriots, if they face the truth, here's what's happened to our country. What are we going to do about it? Face the truth, we will save this country. You know, and it can go two ways. It's like, well, if the critical mass of those who believe in communism is greater than the critical mass of American patriots who believe in liberty and freedom, then it's all over. The fall of the United States is here. And sometimes people get annoyed with me saying the fall of the United States, like it can't happen. It can. Seek the truth. This is where this thing about seeking the truth and facing the truth. Please don't think the United States of America can never fall, because it can. It is falling. It's failing and falling as we speak here. And it's up to us to pay attention to what's going on, to seek the truth, to face the truth. Then we can save this country. And I mean, it truly, it's not rocket science. What is happening in this country today has been repeated over the years of history. The founders warned us about these things. They said, you better be careful or you'll lose it. We're giving you a republic if you can keep it. There is nothing new about what has happened here. The technology of how some things happen may be new, but the process, the events, the way this is, it's nothing new. It's truly nothing new. And so on that note, let me go through a few of these issues here and the topics of what I wanted to cover. And this kind of goes along what I was talking about on New Year's Day, Pray for America, because they go hand in hand. Because as I was saying, pray for America, pray that we will once again be a united people. Once again, we will be a nation, one nation under God. And I do pray for that. I truly pray that we will once again be a united people and we will be one nation under God. We have to face the truth that we're not today. One nation under God, they are trying to take in God we trust, and one nation under God, they're trying to remove God from everything to do with this country. We have to face that. If you believe in God, if you believe in a creator, if you will, and you believe that it's the creator who gives you your rights, then you have to be concerned about what they're doing. You have to face the truth that they are taking your great creator away from you. They say there is no creator. They say man is the one who gives you your rights. That's what we call communism. That's what we call a dictator. So we have to face the truth. And when we talk communism, the very, you know, the most current discussion is about Obamacare. That is communism. That form of medicine, for the government to totally control your medical health care, is communism. They're going to decide what you get. They're going to decide what doctors you can see. They have public records, and they will go through your now your health care is truly public record. The IRS is going to have it. This is communism. We have to accept the fact that communism has arrived in America, and it's going to take over America if we don't do something about it. But you have to accept the fact, face the truth, and accept the fact that communism is here in America. This gradual, whatever you want to call it, the slippery slope routine, or whatever way you want to, the cancer of communism is spreading across this country. They are taking away your rights day by day. They're taking away your rights to own property day by day. And the right to own property is so key and fundamental to being a free society and liberty. And I believe it was Washington who made reference to that. If you don't have the right to own private property, you are not a free person. You are not a free society. If everything is owned in common, communism, common, then you're not a free society. You're not a free. We are not a free people. We have to face that fact. The games they play with property taxes is one way they have a partial ownership, even when you buy a house today, to have full ownership. They are selling off American soil to international entities, to other countries, other corporations. They are selling off our public assets. What they're doing is so un-American, and it is so treasonous. But we have got to face the truth. We have got to face that. And I mean, I deal with it on a day-to-day basis. Excuse me. Many people I talk to who are extremely frustrated with what's happened with our country even seem to be in somewhat agreement as to what things I'm talking about. But are they still in some kind of denial that they just don't think it'll happen to the max? They don't think it'll ever come all the way crashing down? Or do they not know what to do? I don't know. But you got those people who genuinely seem concerned about the future of this country, but then they don't seem to want to take action. Or they want to be in some kind of denial. It's like, this can't really be happening. This is happening, but this can't really be happening. Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. There's just this, again, this thing with denial. And they think that it can't happen. And then you have this other group that is, outside of calling them communists, socialists / communists, whatever you want, that's what they're okay with it. We have a group of people in this society today that are quite happy working for the government and having the government hand them food stamps. They're quite happy sitting on the couch while the government hands them food stamps and the rest of us work. And this mentality to just sit back while the government hands everything out to you. That's not a free society either. That's what's happened slowly by the political process and by various presidents who the war on poverty routine and these other various, things they've done over the past. They claimed it was supposed to be some way to move the reduce the level of poverty, move everybody up into the middle class kind of thing and whatever, but it doesn't work. What's that expression about give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime? Well, that's what we should be doing. But welfare is giving a man a fish for a day. That's what welfare is. That's what communism is. When the government controls your food supply, controls your health, controls your transportation, controls your communication, and says you don't have the right to own private property. Communism. The fall of the United States of America. The United States of America has fallen to its knees, but not totally fallen yet. So where are we going to get the care we need to get us standing up again on our own two feet, or are we going to be taken down by those who believe in communism? One of the things I find extremely interesting when I think about the southern border and the invasion of our country, so many people think that you're somehow anti-Hispanic, whatever, anti-Mexicans. They're so wrong. And the Latinos who don't want to be Americans, the Latinos who want to take back the Southwest and all this other silliness, they better go and do some educating. I mean, do they not understand the Muslim Brotherhood is way ahead of them? Do they not understand the Chinese nationals have a lot more to take down the grid of this country than they do? These Latinos who don't want to be Americans, they want all the benefits of citizenship, they just don't want to be Americans. They are so far behind. They don't stand a chance. If the rest of this country falls, they can forget it. And I'm talking about those who, I don't care where you came from. I mean, this is because Latinos want to see themselves as something different other than Americans. And I'm talking about the Latino community that hates America and wants to take it back. Those who hate the Alamo, those who think they own the Southwest, all this other stuff where, their heritage as being a Latino is much more important to them than being an American. Again, that's one of my prayers I say every day is I hope one day we will all be Americans, nothing but Americans. This dual nationality thing, hyphenated nationality and all this other stuff, that's not being an American. You're either an American or you're something else. So what do you want to be? Do you want to be an American or do you want to be a Latino? If you want to be a Latino, fine, go back to whatever country it was, South American country, whatever, that you deem to be your Latino heritage. If you want to be an American, then be one, the legal way. And the as we face the truth, the other thing is, and I asked the question, and you'll see these on the show page, do you believe in communism? Face the truth. Do you believe in communism? Some people don't seem to know if they do or don't. Some people don't seem to know what it is. The more recent immigrants, legal immigrants to this country who left communism, left the oppression, they understand it, and they say, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be North Korea. You don't want to be China. And so they have a true appreciation for freedom, and they understand communism like so many Americans don't. And, I mean, I'm talking about this, and I can tell you, obviously, in my own lifetime, I have never lived in communism. I have never lived that way. But I have definitely done some homework and study on what communism truly is, and all you have to do is look at North Korea. Is that what you want? Is that what you believe in? Communism has taken over America, and are you okay with that? Or are you going to do something? Are you just going to sit there and complain, or are you going to do something? Are you going to call every single one of your elected public servants, supposedly representatives, and complain? And if not you, then who? Everybody expects everybody else to do it for them. No, it's up to you. If you care about this country, you have to do something. You have to seek the truth. You have to face the truth. And when we all face the truth, when Americans come together facing the truth, then we can save America. If we refuse to face the truth, we don't stand a chance. We really don't. I can only thank God that we don't have to have everybody in this country doing it, but we do have to have critical mass. And I do see more and more people getting outraged by what's going on. The sleeping giant is wakening and wakening and wakening. More and more people, and Obamacare did so much of it. In so many ways, while Obama wants to be a dictator, and that's what he is. I mean, he's not a president today. People have to accept that fact. He's not a president. He's a dictator. He's playing the role of a dictator, sitting in with a title of president. But what he has did with his Obamacare thing, and what he's doing now with all these executive orders about on everything, including gun control, we'll talk a little bit about, he has, I think, made people realize more. Wow, this really can happen to this country. And then, of course, you think back of what happened on 9/11. And you think about the other terrorist attacks we've had, not directly on this homeland, but on the ship off the shore, off our borders. And then you see what's happening on the southern border. And then this really could happen. And nobody, I mean, I can only imagine, because of what we've seen on that southern border and because of some of the various reports and things of Muslims being relocated to different areas, thousands and thousands of Muslims being relocated to different parts of this country, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Muslim faith, is planting itself to take over this country. And we're all sitting here just looking at them. And because we believe in freedom of religion, we somehow think we're not supposed to defend the homeland. But we are. We have to defend everybody's rights. And this is all happening, and no one seems to even see this massive takeover that's going on. And why is it going on? Because of treason. And, people don't want to talk about that either. You know, there's some of these keywords that nobody wants to say. Communism, treason, impeachment. When you think of treason, I mean, understand that treason is aiding the enemy. And when you're allowing the enemy to come to invade this country on that border, and not strictly the southern border, but any border, when you allow these people to come in and invade this country, that is treason. And we have so many treasonous traitors in public office today. And I got to ask you, are you okay with that? John McCain has become a treasonous traitor to me. I mean, we already knew who Obama was. I mean, anybody who's been paying attention, if you weren't totally brainwashed or somehow guilted into voting for him because he is what appears to be black, but of course we all know he's half black, half white. The one parent was white and one was black. So he's tan. He's not black. But for so many people who were guilted into voting for him, who didn't pay attention to anything he did or what he said, So, I mean, he was always a treasonous traitor. He's looking to destroy this country. But he didn't start it. He couldn't have done it by himself. There is no way that one treasonous traitor in the White House could have done all this. You have to look at the rest of them in public office today. And you've got those who openly admit that they are communists, socialists and communists. What about Sanders up there out of Vermont? We've got Muslims in Congress, too. You can't be a Muslim and an American at the same time. I'm sorry, you can't. In a legal sense, you can. In a legal definition, you can. But when it comes to core principles and beliefs, no, you can't. The Muslims have wanted Americans dead for years, ever since the day of Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson met with them and, hey, if you're not Islam, you have to die. Muslims don't believe in freedom of religion. And yet we have this Muslim Brotherhood invading this country. And those who are not directly affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood per se, the moderates, if you want to call it that, are just standing on the sidelines waiting until the day happens and they will take over. And this is all being done with the help of those in public office today by the treasonous traitors in public office. Are you okay with that? Are you going to reelect the same treasonous traitors? And I don't care what political party they're in. I really don't care. John McCain, yeah, he was a POW. And at one time, I think he was a loyal American, but he's not today. He's about as treasonous as you can get. And if he ever wants to come on the show and say something different, fine, let him. I don't think he will. But I will be happy to call him a treasonous traitor on this show. And Mr. McCain, if you're listening, you are a treasonous traitor. I did have respect for you at one time, but I don't anymore. I see you as an evil, treasonous traitor. What you're doing here, you are from Arizona, and what you're doing on that southern border, refusing to defend the homeland, refusing to protect and defend the homeland, makes you a treasonous traitor. You're doing it to all Americans, but here, you're right there. You of all people. And I'm not okay with that. Well, in the case of John McCain, well, I'm in Florida, so I won't be the one electing him or reelecting him. He needs to go away. He needs to be retired and with no pension from the American people because he is a treasonous traitor. I personally believe he should be charged with treason. Many in public office should be charged with treason. Then the other part of this, the American people are truly the victims of massive fraud. You want to talk about the biggest fraud, scam, whatever you want to call it, in the world, it has been the fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people. I mean, it's a fraud to think that these people are out there doing their job, working for you, and managing the business, the people's business, when that's not what they're doing. Fraud is when you go out there and you enter into a transaction saying one thing but in fact doing another, saying that you're selling a 2014 Cadillac or Rolls Royce or whatever it is, when in fact you're selling a 1999 Volkswagen. That's fraud. When you're saying you're selling one thing, oh, the engine's all been rebuilt, everything's perfect, all this other, you know, whatever, when the fact is the engine's about to fall out the bottom. That is fraud. And that's the type of thing this government does every single day to us. I mean, Harry Reid, does he ever say anything that's not fraud? What he says isn't near the truth. And that's not to say Harry Reid is the worst, because he manipulates the Senate so that it does what he wants it to do. And he manipulates the law so it's what he says he wants it to be, not what it's intended to be. He is one of the biggest fraudsters out there. He's guilty of treason, too. Because some of their actions, and people say, wait a minute, what's treason? Because the Senate and the two houses of Congress, the Senate and the House of Representatives, they are the ones who refuse to secure this border. And anyone who refuses to secure this border, who voted against securing this border and has not taken corrective action to secure the border with the bills that were passed, is a treasonous traitor. They are openly standing on the sidelines, committing fraud, pretending that they're doing something that they're not. And what, when you look down to the actual fraud being perpetrated, it's a treasonous act because it's allowing the invasion of this country. So, is that okay with you? What do you think? Are you happy with that? Is that the way it should be? I'm not happy with it, and I don't accept it, and I won't act like I do. Excuse me. I am not going to act like the fraud and go, what they're doing, well, to me, one of the biggest frauds out there, too, is what they, just like what they did with this budget. They're saying, oh, this is going to reduce the deficit 10 years down the road, and we're going to reduce the debt 10 years down the road, and that is all fraud. Paul Ryan and whatever the other one's name was, call these people up and tell them they're a fraud. They are guilty of fraud because they cannot tie the arms, tie the purse strings of future congressional sessions. They can't go, you know, they're not going to be able to say today that in 20 years you have to pay for this. You can't do that. They're supposed to write the budget now. If they don't, if the budget they have now does not reduce the debt now by some percentage, they haven't done anything. They go and say, well, down the road, we'll fix it. And they're always saying, kicking the can down the road, kicking the... That's the only thing they say that's halfway honest, that they are kicking the can down the road. Of course, they keep trying to say that they're stopping that they're not doing that, but the reality is they are doing that. They are kicking the can down the road. And that's all there is to it. So this is what... this is what's happening in our country. And are you okay with it? Fraud. You just think about, you know, stealing your land. They go out there and they pretend that something is wrong with the land, the wetlands, this and that. They come up with all these frauds, false accusations, false transactions, all to steal private property from the people, to seize power. And then, of course, the elections themselves. You can't have a bigger fraud than that. Especially, you know, when it used to be that the various parties stood for something different. But the fraudsters go, you know, just like Charlie Crist, he runs under whatever party he thinks he can get elected under. That's what he runs as. It's not because he believes in anything, it's because that's where he thinks he can run as. And that's why I left the political parties altogether. There are those who are saying, you know, we can't have a third party. The third party will divide the GOP. I actually think the right third party will take away from the DNC as well. I believe there's enough people frustrated on both sides of the aisle, and they just don't understand enough about the party politics of what's going on out there. And they somehow think, well, God, the Republicans are so much worse than the Democrats, and well, the Democrats are so much worse than the Republicans. It's all the same. It's all a melting pot. It's wherever the person lives. Doesn't matter what they truly believe. They are going to go out there and spew whatever kind of propaganda they think they can to convince you of what they believe that will make you vote for them. And then, because of the way the party politics are, and because of the corruption of elections at the state level, it's a rigged game. It really is. And there was something today. Let me see here if I can look over to my emails real quick. I sent an email out to the group after I received an email from the Senate Conservative PAC. Senate Conservatives, let me find this real quick. I always say real quick, but it's never real quick. Okay. I sent out an email, and I actually sent it to the GOP, and to the Senate Conservatives PAC, because they're the ones who sent out this email earlier today. The subject line I put up, wake up, constitutionalist, time to retire, defund the very liberal progressive GOP. I'm going to read what I put in some somewhat bold letters, because this is where we have to face the truth. If you face the truth, we can save America. Okay, and I started out, you know, and I'm playing some games with the famous Hillary quote, what difference does it make? Okay. Anyway, what difference does it make if we elect an RNC liberal progressive or a DNC liberal progressive? Answer, nothing. Wake up, constitutionalists, Senate conservatives, Tea Partiers, American patriots. There is no hope for the GOP. Need proof? Read info below, which is from the Senate conservatives. And I'll read some of that in a minute. We must abandon and defund the GOP. That is our only hope for 2014. Because the fact is, in the GOP, you still have some conservatives in there, but not many. It's just, you don't, just don't have that many there. So you cannot put your faith and prayers and whatever else into this GOP because they're not going to do the job for you. Okay, that is our this is our only hope for 2014. We must primary real American statesmen and stateswomen in the libertarian primaries. I personally don't want any parties, but I know I can't get everybody to jump on board with that. So if you insist on being in a party in the primaries, the party, you know, all the games that go on, the corruption of the state elections with the primaries, then go out there and be a libertarian. Lee abandoned the Democrat Party and the Republican Party and become a libertarian. Vote in the libertarian primary and get your candidates to run as libertarians. Then forget, like I said, the party, you know, if they believe in the Constitution, get them to run as a libertarian. I don't care what party they were in before, if they truly want to restore the Constitution. Okay, and that is the only way we can elect those who truly believe in our Constitution. Constitutionalists will never, ever again be successful via the GOP. They don't typically turn to the Democrat Party to be successful there. But those who think that conservative values are the GOP, you're brainwashing yourself. You're burying your head in the sand. You're denying the truth. 2014, seek the truth and face the truth. The GOP is no longer a source of constitutionalists. They've been taken over. And I continue. The GOP has been taken over by the liberal progressives. You have to face the fact. This is the truth. Face the truth and we can save America. Remain loyal to the GOP and our country and our Constitution die. And I sincerely believe that. We cannot continue down the path we are now and think that things are going to change. We have seen what the GOP does to the constitutionalists. The GOP has rejected the constitutionalists and the Tea Partiers. Those who in Tea Parties are typically constitutionalists. But some constitutionalists say they're not Tea Party, whatever. Those who genuinely believe in the organic Constitution, believe in liberty, who want to get back to the smaller government we're supposed to be about, the GOP rejects them. The GOP likes people like John McCain. Well, I just said it. This is why you cannot depend on the GOP. To remain loyal to the GOP remain loyal to the GOP and our country and Constitution die. Seek the truth, face the truth. Then we can save the country. If you insist on denying that fact, nothing will change. And a liberal progressive, by any other name, is still a liberal progressive. An RNC liberal progressive or a DNC liberal progressive, what difference does it make? The answer is nothing. It makes no difference if you have a RNC liberal progressive or a DNC liberal progressive. Liberal progressive is a liberal progressive. Communist. Keep reminding yourself, liberal progressive equals communism. Stop being in denial about communism in this country. You must accept the fact it is here. Are we going to stop it and shut it down, or are we going to be taken over by it? Stop the insanity. Vote for America in 2014. Stop the insanity of the political parties. We have got to get past the stupid nonsense of these two parties, because they're all one big, you know, the DNC and the RNC is just one big party. It's one big PNC, Progressive National Committee. That's what it has become. The candidates play the game, just like Rubio played the game. He ran as a Republican with every intention of forcing amnesty down our throats. He was an amnesty promoter. He was a liberal to begin with. And I sure hope and pray that the Floridians realize have truly woken up to everything and aren't stupid enough in 2 years to reelect this guy. The GOP is probably still stupid enough to put him out there as their candidate because they like liberal progressive people. But, again, stay away from the GOP. Stay away from the GOP and the RNC and the DNC. Stay away from both of those political parties. We have to get the key people into the Libertarian Party. And I'm saying the Libertarian Party because I believe at this point in time that's where many of them are. There's actually the Constitutional Party. Depending on what state you're in, how many political parties you have anyway. But right now, these people, the Libertarian Party, what it used to be as an extreme of absolutely no government at all and no borders at all, you know, to that extreme, the Libertarian Party has become what used to be the Republican Party. And you really have to think of it that way. The Libertarian Party of today is truly more like what the Republican Party was founded as. But the Republican Party has been taken over by the by the liberal progressives. So you can't seek relief there. If you're seeking relief from liberal progressive liberalism and communism and everything else, liberal progressives, from the GOP, you're fooling yourself. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, and you're poisoning the rest of us with the same Kool-Aid. So stop doing that. Excuse me. Cleared all that up. Okay, Senate Conservative Fund, Senate update, and I'm just going to read this to you. Fellow conservatives, and this is what I was responding to in that last comment, because while I like a lot about the Senate conservative things, they have got to face the fact, and I mean, they seem to face the fact about the GOP, but they don't seem to know what to do about it. Okay, in fellow conservatives, former Republican U.S. Senator Dick Lugar, Republican Indiana, has donated $5,000 to the Democrat candidate for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Now, this is the Indiana guy helping the guy, the Democrat in Georgia. So what do either of these people stand for? Is the Democrat in Georgia conservative, or is Lugar liberal? You take your pick. And Lugar got replaced last time because he had become so liberal. He had been taken over, converted to a liberal, liberal progressive communist. And keep putting the word communist out there because people need to face that fact. Face the truth about communism. Okay, and then it goes on. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. There's a pattern of liberal Republicans abandoning the party. Arlen Specter switched parties when he was challenged in a primary by Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania. Charlie Crist left the party to run as an independent when he was challenged in a primary by Marco Rubio, Republican, Florida. Crist later endorsed Barack Obama and is now running as governor of Florida as a Democrat. This is what the parties mean. It's all the same. It's all the same. Lisa Murkowski abandoned the party as to run as a write-in candidate after she lost the primary to Joe Miller. This is Alaska. Dick Lugar refused to support Richard Murdoch, Republican, Indiana, after he lost his primary in 2012. Now Lugar is openly backing a Democrat in Georgia who could cost Republicans the majority in the Senate this year. That's why you can't vote. You gotta go to this other option. We cannot continue to brainwash ourselves into thinking the GOP is a solution. They're not a solution. Okay, then it goes on to say, primaries matter. The Republican establishment accuses us of being anti-Republican when we try to replace incumbents with true conservatives. But our candidates actually believe in the party's platform, and they don't leave when they lose the election. The establishment only cares about the Republican Party to the extent that it gives them power. Power? Okay, think about what that means. Power, communism, control. Once it no longer serves that purpose, they take their marbles and go home. Their ideology is power. The Senate conservatives are telling you why you need to abandon the Republican Party, but they're not telling you to abandon the Republican Party. They're giving you all the reasons to do it. They just won't say it out loud. Would you wake up and listen to what you're saying, people? Think about what you're saying here. The establishment keeps telling us to just elect more Republicans, but what good is that if the Republicans we elect don't share our values? Republicans have a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives today, but they have helped the Democrats raise taxes, increase the debt limit, pass full funding for Obamacare, and now they're planning to pass a bloated farm bill and amnesty for illegal immigrants. They're all one big party, Progressive National Committee. That's what they have become. It doesn't matter. We've got to pull away. Everybody who's a Republican should go to the Libertarian Party and just pull all your funds out of it. Make sure, I mean, there's a lot of big bucks still out there on any of these campaigns, but you know what? A lot of the money is going to move if you get the right people over into the Libertarian Party. And this is kind of what gets me with Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, these people. Why would they stay Republicans? Why would they stay with the Republican Party? You see a couple of these people move to the Libertarian Party, and you will see a massive collapse of the Republican Party, if they'll do it, if they're not too scared. Are they too scared to do it? I mean, they've all been up there, you know, really trying to do their best to shut down Obamacare, and I admire them for doing that, but are they willing to take the next step and leave the Republican Party? Okay, then they go on to say, this is why the Senate Conservatives Fund, SCF, works so hard to elect conservatives who are grounded in their support for limited constitutional government. Establishment Republicans simply aren't committed to our principles, and they can't be counted on to change Washington. Elect true conservatives. If we want to stop liberal policies that are destroying this country, we need to send principled leaders to Washington. Please support these five outstanding U.S. Senate candidates. And again, these are all Republicans, but the Republican Party rejects them because they're conservatives. The Republican Party rejects any conservative. They want the power. They want the liberal attitude. They don't care. It's all about money and power. It's not about principles. They don't care. They will sell their grandmother for a buck. Okay, please support these five outstanding U.S. Senate candidates. Chris McDonald, he's out of Mississippi. Matt Bevin, out of Kentucky. Ben Sass, whatever it is, out of Nevada. Rob Maness, out of Louisiana, and Milton Wolf, out of Kansas. So go out there and support them. But personally, they ought to run as libertarians. It may be too late for them to change now. I don't know. But if the best thing that could happen is for some of these key individuals like Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, the guy out of South Carolina, for some reason I keep forgetting his name. These people, they start moving to the Libertarian Party because the Republican Party doesn't stand for anything, and you'll see what happens. These candidates are full-fledged conservatives, and they're equally or more electable than their establishment competitors. The primary elections are just a few months away, so please take action today. Thank you for standing strong for freedom. You're making a big difference. Best regards, Matt Hoskins, Executive Director of Senate Conservative Fund. This was an email that they sent out, and then, like I said, when I responded to it, you got to get past the parties. Seek the truth and face the truth. And sometimes some people will say, you're saying the same thing over and over again. Well, I'm going to say it a few more times before this is all said and done, because if people don't seek the truth, don't face the truth, nothing is going to change. Okay. The other thing, I started talking a little bit about this earlier, about the property, private property. Just look around at how many different ways they are taking your rights away to own private property and how you can use your private property. There's something extremely sick when an American is not allowed to grow food in their own yard. And we're not talking about anything that is any detriment to the neighborhood. We are talking about a few plants to grow food for your family. Instead of having to buy the stuff with all the pesticides and GMOs and everything else in the stores, they actually want to take away your right to grow food. Food is something you have to live. This government should never stop Americans from growing food. But that's what they're doing. They're destroying the small family farms. They're taking over the food supply like you wouldn't believe. They're outsourcing the food supply to communist countries like China. You know, why is the USA in bed with communist China? Why have they allowed communist China to buy up so much of the debt? Why have they given every break to communist China against the American people? Isn't that treason too? You go out there and you promote and prop up a communist country? Why? Because you care about America? I don't think so. I do my best out there on the market to, if it says made in China, I am doing my absolute best to not buy made in China. There are some things I have to admit, it's hard to totally avoid made in China, but I do my best. And there are many things I have left on the shelf because I wouldn't buy it. And then I went and found something else I like that was made someplace else and hopefully made in the USA. And there is some stuff made in the USA, just not enough. So we got to get back to doing that too. We need to be self-sufficient. And the thing about the property rights, I got to ask you, if they take away your rights to own a home, to own a car, to own anything, everything is owned in common as communism is, everything is common property in a communist society, are you okay with that? Are you okay with the fact that you will no longer have the right to own a personal automobile? Are you okay with that? You will no longer have the right to own a house. Are you okay with that? Because that is where we're leading. And you know what? Depending on what your age is at this point, maybe you won't be the one who loses your house, but maybe it'll be your children or your grandchildren. Are you okay with that? I mean, and that's not to put some kind of guilt trip out there, but it's to say what we do today is going to impact the next generation and the next generation. I believe it was Reagan who said, freedom is only one generation away. You can destroy it in one generation. And we're doing a very good job of it. While we had the greatest generation during World War II, the baby boomers are the worst generation. The baby boomers are the ones who let all this crap happen, who were too busy watching silly sports games, Super Bowls, World Series, everything else, and getting drunk and whatever, to care about what's going on around them, getting stoned, getting drunk, getting whatever. And it's well known that alcohol was used as a way to distract people in the past as well. Games, entertainment, you know, occupy the idiots. Occupy the idiots so they don't know what we're doing while we destroy their currency, while we destroy the economy, while we take away their rights. They won't know. Make them dependent on us. They'll have to come begging to us for food. Food stamps. And the question is, are you all right with that? as an American, are you all right with that? I'm not. I'm not okay with it at all. And live free or die. I will die fighting to maintain the freedom and to restore the freedom we're supposed to have. And that's why I said I will not participate in Obamacare. And I kind of wonder, you know, if Rand Paul and some of these out there were not in public office, and they were pretty much being forced into it, would they comply or would they not comply? I know Rand Paul, he's out there showing that the fact that the public servants are not above the law kind of thing. So he's out there, I think, believing or, you know, going through this process because of that. But I kind of wonder if he wasn't a U.S. senator and he was in the private sector, would he go along with it? Or what would he do? Maybe he'd have enough money to go buy what he wanted, so it wouldn't matter. Who knows? Okay. And let's see what else here. The other thing, too, is the Federal Reserve. And with everything we've heard happening with this new nominee, can't remember what her name is, I'm going to think about it, she is quite all right to just sit there and print money out of thin air. When you print money out of thin air and there's nothing behind it, excuse me, nothing of value behind it, it's worthless. And she's going to keep cranking and cranking and cranking. Everything I've been hearing about her, and I listened a little bit to the Senate committee hearing confirmation piece when they were asking her questions, it's like she's going to be worse. We thought the Federal Reserve was already bad. She'll be worse. There was a link I got in the email. If you go to Rand Paul's site, you can, Senator Rand Paul, you can go to his site and listen to watch and listen to the video where he was talking about the Federal Reserve, what it was supposed to be and what it is, this thing of secrecy where we need to audit that Fed so bad, we need transparency of that Fed. They're impacting our economy left and right, and we have no oversight of it. The congressional houses of Congress, the both congressional houses, have been blocked from any kind of oversight. Their auditing has proven to be nothing, false, another fraud on the people. And they're the ones who are truly manipulating this economy the way they are. We have to do something about that. And the question is, are you okay with the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air? Are you okay with them selling off our assets to any kind of international monetary fund, communist China, all these other wheeling and dealing that they're doing, excuse me, at the demise of the United States of America? And there again, the founders warned us, Jefferson was adamant, you do not want a central bank. Here we have it. The creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve, a private entity, a private corporation that is in no way, shape, or form controlled or has any oversight by the federal government. Excuse me. They are destroying us, and what are we doing about it? I definitely support audit the Fed. Just like audit the IRS, audit the Fed. We need a lot of auditing to go on in this country if we want to stop the fraud, because they are using our money in every which way imaginable. They call a bill one thing and they stuff everything else in it. That's all fraud. It is fraud. They have perpetrated a massive fraud on the people. And somehow, some way, there's people doing different things with lawsuits, and we know, unfortunately, the judicial process isn't exactly the most clean process either. Not all judges and people are crooked, but, you know, we know what happened at the Supreme Court with Obamacare. So we've got to really be concerned, and that's why it's up to us to force the change. And I believe the biggest force that we can use is to abandon that GOP, get Americans to unite under another party, even though I personally think we don't need parties. I agree with George Washington. President George Washington gave us many lessons on the will of a nation versus the will of a party, and we're here today. But understanding that many people are still going to be a little bit hesitant, and also because of the state corruption of elections by the political process, everybody should be allowed to vote in a primary. There's absolutely no reason why you should not be able to vote in a primary. And if a person wants to designate themselves as a Democrat or Republican, constitutionalist, based on whatever their ideology is, then fine. And if I'm a Republican, but I happen to want somebody else to be one of the primary, the constitutionalist, the libertarian, I should be allowed to vote for them. We shouldn't be allowing private entities, private corporations, and that's what these political parties are. They are private entities. We should not have, private entities should not be able to control our ballot box, and they do. And are you okay with that? Are you okay with corrupt elections? Because we have them. Have them all over the place. Is that okay with you? It's not okay with me. Seek the truth. Face the truth. Then we can change and save our country. So the other last thing that I had listed here, and I touched on it already, but I'll go over it again. Face the truth. A dictator has replaced the office of the President of the United States. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with a dictator being the head of the United States of America? Because we do not have a president. We have a dictator. Now, some have heard some different, I don't know whether it was on talk radio or where it was, news, something, where they went out there and said, well, but he can only be a dictator if we let him. And, I mean, I can kind of appreciate that, but the fact is he's going after writing his own laws and people are following it. The various attorneys general who are protesting this and seeking a legal remedy to it, but as it stands today, the dictator of Barack Hussein Obama is out there writing his own laws, and he rejects and ignores the laws of Congress. Even on his own health care. And everybody knows all the garbage he has done with health care. But just recently, I got an email he's had two recent executive orders, and I had heard about them, I just hadn't seen as much on it, for gun control. So he's out there passing his own gun control laws. Who has to follow them? Shouldn't be anybody, but I don't know what's going to happen. Who's going to follow them? The one of the things here is something, and I might try to find a thing and read a little bit up on it here, but one of these orders, it was Mike Connelly, he's a constitutional attorney, Connelly. We had him on the show, been over a year now, probably close to 2 years now, but he wrote an article on this, on his executive orders. All gun owners are mentally ill. Question mark. Apparently what the dictator has tried to do or has done through his executive order is now they're going to go through, especially now that the IRS has all your health care records, they're going to go out there and determine those who are mentally ill, and everybody's going to be mentally ill, so that you're not able to have a gun. And they're doing everything they can to disarm this country. And why would they want to do that? I mean, if they weren't treasonous traitors, why would they want to do that? They're treasonous traitors because you disarm the people. I mean, just think about these various things we've talked about. They're stopping you from growing food, controlling the food supply, controlling transportation, controlling health care, controlling communication, taking away your guns. What is the end result of doing all that to the people? The people become defenseless. The Second Amendment was all about protecting the tyrannical government, and we have a tyrannical government today. And they are doing their best to shut down and destroy everything to do with gun ownership. They say, well, we'll let them have the guns, we just won't let them have the ammunition. So they keep changing. The EPA comes up with laws regulations, non-elected people. And when people think we don't have some form of dictatorship and communism here, those that are elected to represent us aren't making the laws everybody else is. Like the EPA, like health care. They just make up their own laws. They implement regulations as they see fit. Then what the heck do we have two houses of Congress for? The whole thing is messed up. But let me see here. Read a little bit of this. Okay. On June 25th, 2013, and this again is from constitutional attorney Michael Connolly. On June 25th, 2013, I posted an article on this blog titled Psychiatry as a Weapon of Tyranny, and I pointed out the history behind using an ever-broadening definition of mental illness as a way to disarm and ultimately imprison potential enemies of dictators throughout history. Excuse me. I think all this crazy weather has something my sinuses. Give me a cold here. Sorry about that. Okay, back to where I was at here. history behind using an ever-broadening definition of mental illness as a way to disarm and ultimately imprison the potential enemies of dictators throughout the history. I also pointed out that his technique was being used against American military veterans and with the IRS now having access to the medical records of all Americans, this type of action would be broadened to include many more U.S. citizens. And that's where we are today. Now, Obama has issued two new illegal and unconstitutional executive actions on gun control that attempt to codify my predictions into law. The new EAs exempt the states from complying with federal privacy laws and encourage states to disclose confidential medical information to the FBI so that more people can be placed on the NICS and prohibited from purchasing firearms. See, this is what they're doing. It's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. Okay, despite the fact that in order to legally be placed on the NICS list, an individual must be convicted of a felon or legally adjudicated to be mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. Obama and the Veterans Administration are already bypassing the legal adjudication process when it comes to veterans, and now with these new EOs will do the same thing to many other Americans. Can you imagine that? They've been doing this to the veterans. Obama and the Veterans Administration are already bypassing the legal adjudication process when it comes to veterans, and now with these new EOs will do the same to many other Americans. The constitutional implications of this are obvious and rampant. First, Obama has violated both Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution that establish the balance of powers existing between the Congress and the executive branch of government. Under Article 1, the Congress has the exclusive powers to pass laws, and Article 2 requires the executive branch, the president, to enforce those laws. The president is routinely violating these provisions by choosing which laws to enforce, amending existing laws without congressional approval, and making new laws by executive order. Dictatorship, people. We don't have a president. We have a dictator. This is it. Yet you got to face the truth. Please face the truth. Accept the truth. Seek it and face it, and then we can do something about it. But if we keep acting like this isn't happening, and people who are on some kind of guilt trip because they're accused of being called a racist, you're missing the point. And that's why they got a black person in there, so you could say well, you're a racist if you believe in the Second Amendment. How ridiculous is that? Okay, let's see here. Second, Federal laws require that states and the medical community protect the privacy of individual medical records. This has now been waived by the Obama executive orders that he had no constitutional authority to issue. This also violates the Fourth Amendment prohibition against illegal search and seizures. Third, the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution prohibits the government from depriving citizens of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. By placing veterans and other Americans on the nuclear list without legal adjudication of mental illness causing them to be a danger to themselves or others, they are being denied liberty and property without due process. Last, but certainly not least, the U.S. Supreme Court has twice ruled that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, yet this right is routinely being denied to veterans and other Americans simply because Obama and his minions want all of us to be disarmed. A disarmed population is a population that cannot effectively resist tyranny. Since Congress has repeatedly refused to pass gun control legislation, Obama is invoking the mental illness card to accomplish the mission. If you have ever told your doctor you have been depressed, even suffered from PTSD after being in an accident or losing a family member, or even in the past taking certain types of medication for such things as ADD, you may be denied your Second Amendment right. Excuse me. The Obama administration has also changed the definition of adjudication of the mental illness from requiring an action by a board, commission, or other lawful authority to allowing anyone in the VA or other government agency to find someone incompetent or mentally defective. Now think about that. And we've had many conversations after the Sandy Hook routine and the stuff at Columbine and Virginia Tech and the theater, the Colorado theater. All these various things where some deranged person went out there and shot up a bunch of people. Of course, they didn't do that with the guy at Fort Hood, but they did it with these other people. Going out there, and the issue of mental illness has been an issue when it comes to gun control. And this is exactly what I talked to people about on the show because of what happened in the past. Years ago, it was so easy for anybody to be considered, where they're defined as being mentally ill and forced into some type of mental health facility. I can't think of the word, what it's called when you go out there and deem somebody to be mentally ill against their will. And anybody, so if somebody didn't like you, they get a few people together and somehow get you committed. That's what it was, committed. As some kind of mentally ill person because they didn't like you. Well, then the laws changed to protect your rights, so they couldn't just go out there and do this all over the place. And this is what has caused mental illness or the care of the mentally ill today to be in such a mess. What do you do to protect the rights of the individual and not allow people to just go be committing anybody they don't like? Well, Obama's going to commit anybody he doesn't like. Anybody who doesn't like him is going to be committed for some type of mental illness, because that's really what this is about. He's a dictator. He's a dictator in every which way. And he's only allowed to be a dictator because of those two houses of Congress and the American people. He can't do it by himself. But this is exactly what it is. So now they're changing on the rules on how to commit or identify somebody as being mentally ill. If you're mentally ill, you can't own a gun. That's what this is about. So I'm going to read that part again, excuse me, because you really have to appreciate what that means. So anybody that they don't like, you're going to be classified as mentally ill. Anybody who opposes this government is going to be mentally ill. If you're not a communist, you're mentally ill. That's what this ultimately all comes down to. The Obama administration has also changed the definition of adjudication of a mental illness from requiring an action by a board, commission, or other lawful authority to allowing anyone in the VA or other government agency to find someone incompetent or mentally defective. So they can just say, hey, I don't like your email where you said you didn't like me. So, oh well, you're mentally ill. Taking that gun away from you. You're not going to be allowed to have a gun. You don't like me, you must be mentally ill. And that's really what it comes down to. You don't like Obama, you don't like communism, you must be mentally ill. Okay, and back on here, there is no longer any due process required, and while military veterans are still the primary target, the ultimate goal is the disarming of all Americans. This mirrors the actions of the Nazi Party in Germany and other dictatorships that have used alleged mental illness to disarm, imprison, and control their populations. And you think about that statement, and you think about these massacres that happened at different places, like Sandy Hook and this stuff, and you wonder if they weren't, was there something else involved that helped trigger this to promote the disarming of the people? Okay, because to me that's what it is. Okay. Again, there is no longer any due process required, while military veterans are still the primary target, and that's really sick too. They're going after our veterans. Primary target. The ultimate goal is the disarming of all Americans. This mirrors the actions of the Nazi Party in Germany and other dictatorships that have used alleged mental illness to disarm, imprison, and control their populations. This is what is happening. And, you know, you can try to say it's a conspiracy, a bunch of conspiracy loons, but if you look around and see what's happening, you have to face the truth. Seek the truth and face the truth. The truth is facing you eyeball to eyeball, and if you keep denying it, we are not going to survive. The United States of America will fall. The groundwork is being laid to have the very act of gun ownership be declared a mental illness. That is why the lawsuits at the United States Justice Foundation at the United States Justice Foundation are working on for veterans are so critical. That is why the lawsuits we at the United States Justice Foundation are working on for veterans are so critical. If the efforts of the Obama administration are successful at disarming veterans, the rest of the population will also be vulnerable. Michael Connelly. Don't know why I can't say his name. I did that to him on the show, too. So anybody knows me knows I can't say pronounce names. Nobody ever gets my name right either. So anyway, this is what this is about. This is what this dictator is doing. He's not a president. He's a dictator. The sooner we face that fact, the sooner we face the truth and admit that our country has been taken over, we no longer have a president. We no longer have a constitution. We have a dictator who writes his own laws. Congress is truly impotent. They can write all the laws they want to, but no one follows them. No one enforces them. And this is where we are. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that situation? I'm not. I am not okay with it at all. And the question is, what are we going to do in 2014? And I can't stress enough. I mean, the elections are corrupt. We know this. We try to deny it, but we know it. And it's been corrupted by the two parties. That's why we need this massive movement of people to either no party at all or to the Libertarian Party. At this point, I truly believe, while I'm not going to myself I believe I'm a no party affiliate, and I'm going to stay that way. Those of you who are in a party, move to the Libertarian Party. That's if you believe in the Constitution and you believe and you want to remain a free society. Because the signal, the mass, can you just see if the majority of the true conservatives of the Republican Party, the voters, I'm not talking about the elected incumbents who have been corrupted by the process, but taking a few of the stronger conservatives within the party, if you take these people and get them to move to the Libertarian Party, how much this would mean. And I may do this. I may actually call, like, Senator Jeff Sessions. He's been there for a while, but I'm telling you time and time again, he's the constitutionalist that I like. Him and Senator Chuck Grassley, they were both against Obamacare. They've both been against the amnesty. And, I mean, when I listen to them, excuse me, and the budget issues, I just happen to align with what they say. Now, maybe I'm missing some things. Maybe they put some earmarks in someplace. I don't know. But I can tell you what they say and how they have voted on things I've seen. I definitely support them. What would happen if Jeff Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions and Senator Chuck Grassley moved, abandoned the Republican Party, and went to the Libertarian Party? What kind of message would that send across the board? What about Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Mike Lee? What if they moved to the Libertarian Party? Now, if Marco Rubio moves to the Libertarian Party, then we're infecting the party again. Let Rubio stay a Republican. That's where he belongs. He belongs as a Republican or a Democrat, either one, because that's what he is. But just imagine what would happen if you get some key people out there who are Republicans today who say, I'm leaving the Republican Party. Now, Lou Dobbs, excuse me, and I've been a big fan of Lou Dobbs in the past, I think I copied him on this email where I said leave the Republican Party. Well, Lou Dobbs, who is a independent himself, no party affiliate himself, has written a book and has come out and saying he thinks the GOP is the only hope. And, you know, I want to ask if he was paid to say that. I mean, back in the days of CNN and what I've seen him on Fox News, I don't have Fox Business, so I don't see all of his regular shows. But what I have seen out there, he was very much annoyed and frustrated with both the parties. So where is he at today with this stuff? I can't help but believe that something else happened to make him all of a sudden think that the Republican Party was the answer. I'm suspicious. Did somebody really give him some whopper of a story that, you know, brainwashed him into thinking this? Or, I don't know. I don't want to accuse him, because in the overall scheme of things, he's been a very conservative individual, constitutionalist, and he left CNN because of the crap they were pulling with him. So you don't want to think that this has happened there, but there's something strange when he comes out and says, you need to go to the GOP. And I think everybody should send Lou Dobbs an email and said, you got to be joking. The GOP is the worst thing. But I'm telling you, I just can't, I mean, the overall impact it would have for the true constitutionalist conservatives to move to the Libertarian Party for 2014, it would be massive. Talk about bringing the GOP to its knees. You know, again, they might, you know, they're still going to have money. You know, we know that they've got some deep pockets out there that fund them all over the place, just like the scumbag from Melaleuca, who promotes amnesty while he claims to be a conservative. And he was a big funder of the Romney campaign. These people, the liberal progressives that are out there pretending, the rhinos, if you want to call them that, out there pretending to care so much, and yet doing everything anti-American you can imagine, everything communist you can imagine. So the GOP will still have some of that money, but there's a lot of the other money that will follow the Libertarian Party. And like I said, I'm a no-party affiliate. I'm sick of the parties. I totally believe, as George Washington, President Washington, stated in his farewell address about what happens, what the parties do to people. The parties divide us, and so we're no longer a united people. And that's where we are. But I just think it would be massive. People in the eye, I really believe, and I will be doing it myself, I'm going to go out there and contact these, the true conservative people in the Senate and the House that you know. I'm going to go out there and ask them to change to the Libertarian Party. Make a statement by saying they're going to change and run as a Libertarian. In some cases, it may be too late based on how their state laws are. But they can definitely go out there. It just takes a handful of them to start moving to the Libertarian Party because the Republican Party has abandoned them. The Republican Party has abandoned conservative values that they used to truly be about. The Republican Party is not today's Republican Party is not the party of Martin Luther King or Abraham Lincoln. It just isn't. Or Eisenhower or some of these others. It's just not the same. So when you keep your loyalty there, you're only hurting all of us. Okay, the other thing I was going to mention here, and while, I guess I'll go ahead on one thing. While I talk about, you know, I have Face the Truth and I have these specific bullet points on the show page, the list is so long. The list is long, and I'm talking about the fact that when we talk about communism and out-of-control government, the fact that you can't even get an incandescent light bulb. You can't buy a light bulb today because they claimed it was harming the environment, but they replaced it with a light bulb that has mercury that's much more harmful to you. This is the nuttiness of what has happened to this country. And are you okay with that? I'm not okay with it. When a lady chooses to live off the grid, which means she's not using public utilities, when she uses rainwater and uses other power sources so that she could survive off the grid, and she's harassed for doing that. She's threatened to be evicted and removed from her house. That is not America. That's not a free society. That's communism. I mean, if you don't call that communism, what else do you call it? There was nothing wrong with the way that lady was living. She had the right to pursue her happiness and not spend a lot of money for it. So the list, face the truth of what has become, what America has become. Face the truth of what's happening to our country. Seek the truth, face the truth, then we can save America. Seek the truth, face the truth, then we can save America and we become Americans again. We are a nation of Americans. And then, like I say, the list goes on and on. I think the only other thing I'll really mention here at this point, and I'll probably do a show on it at some point here, language matters. This thing we keep going on with the Hispanics, it's not, we have to appreciate how language unites us as a people. So for the Hispanic community, and I'm saying Hispanic even though they're not the only one, but it's the primary second language that we keep hearing about out there, that you have to be able to speak Spanish to go into Burger King these days. When we realize that language is what unites us, and the Hispanics who think somehow think they're being discriminated against, they claim that they want to be Americans. If they truly want to be Americans, they should speak the language and unite as Americans. When they refuse to speak English, they are saying that they don't want to be Americans. And this goes across the board to any language. I go into Chinese restaurants all the time, and I hear them rambling on in Chinese, whatever kind of dialect of Chinese, Mandarin or whatever it may be. But when they talk to me, they speak in English. They don't expect me to speak in Chinese. So why do the Hispanics expect me to speak Spanish here in America? They reject being an American. if you're, and this is for those Hispanics who do this. The same, I mean, if a Russian person's here, am I supposed to speak Russian for them, or should they speak English? We have to understand language unites us. And to be able to speak many languages is fine. It's wonderful if you can. I can barely speak English, so I don't think I'm going there. But it's such an asset if you can speak many languages. We need people to speak more languages. But when it comes to being united, if we cannot all speak the common language of English, we're not going to be united. And I think people need to think about what that really means. Language unites us. So we need to put pressure on corporations. If those corporations that actually believe in America, you should put everything in English. And it's not to be cruel to the Hispanic community. It's to force the Hispanic community, who claims that they want to be Americans, to be Americans. That's why we have to get rid of this Latino American crapola. And the same goes across the board for any. And to be honest, I'm sick of hearing African American. You're an American. Be an American. If you want to be an African, go back to Africa. Or be an American. I don't care what color you are. And just because you're black doesn't mean you're African. You know? So, be an American. Dear Lord, I pray that someday we will once again be Americans and nothing but Americans. Being American is something to be proud of. President George Washington said we should always take pride in being Americans. We cannot save America if we're not going to be Americans. That's another truth. Seek the truth, face the truth, and then we can save America. The other thing, locally, I wanted to mention, excuse me, and some of you got a copy of my email. I sent an email to Senator Darren Soto. This is Florida Senator Darren Soto, and to House Representative, Florida Representative Jose Diaz, talking about transportation. We need citizen oversight of the Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority and every transportation authority in the state. They are so out of control, and they are so reckless. They're just, what it costs us for transportation here in Florida is outrageous, and it's all because it's another fraud against the people of Florida. They will do whatever they want. I cannot stand Rick Scott. He's another one who needs to go. We've got Adrian Wiley out there, who's a libertarian candidate for the governor. And then, of course, we got Charlie Crist, who's a Democrat out there. We have got to change our ways. The GOP insisted on supporting Rick Scott, regardless of all the crap he's done. And the transportation is a big piece of it. Public-private partnerships are selling out our infrastructure to whoever. It's unconstitutional for a government entity to profit or to be a partner in partnership with a business for profit, and that's what Florida is doing. The Expressway Authority, the Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority, has always been a culture of corruption. Now they're changing the director again, and I have no faith in this guy, Stephen Precourt, who's going to be in there. It's going to be more. We need a citizen oversight committee or board who has the right to go in there and participate in audits of their other books, to go in and do audits of the contractors who they do business with, audit the various transactions on land acquisitions. This is what a citizen board should do to take back its government. So if you happen to get that letter, please contact your state representative here in Florida. That we can go ahead and call John Micah, too, just for the fun of it, Representative Congressman John Micah, just for the fun of it. He's another conservative. He's another rhino. who sells us out every which way. He's nothing but a fraud. But we need to do something about it. I have taken some action. I need other people to jump on board to volunteer to be part of a citizen oversight board, but push it out there that we need a citizen oversight board. Contact your representatives. Another representative was, this is the Florida House, Frank Artiles. He's on two different transportation committees. I copied him on it as well. And we need to change the attitude about transportation. We have got to take back the highway system, too. We need transportation reform. A few years back, I had put a draft of the Florida Freeway Act, and that's what we need. The Florida Freeway Act. Get rid of the toll taxes, and also you better start now opposing the vehicle miles traveled tax. That's a way for them to track where you're going and air everywhere you go and tax you even more. So make sure you take action on that. The other thing, which I kind of save this for the end because I really wasn't even sure if I was going to talk about it or not, but I'll put it out there just to talk about a little bit about what the GOP is and another reason why you need to abandon the GOP. Chris Christie, there was the George Washington Bridge where one of the mayors in New Jersey was not going to endorse him for the governorship or something, and then some of his top people in his administration and his campaign group or whoever somehow orchestrated this shutting down of two lanes, access lanes to the George Washington Bridge. And, you know, and then, of course, kind of Chris Christie, just like the dictator Barack Hussein Obama, he's out there, well, I didn't know anything about it. I am so sorry. I didn't know. I mean, and the Republican Party wants him as their nominee for the presidency. How can the Republican Party want the likes of Chris Christie to be the next president if they claim they believe in the Constitution and conservative values? You know, Chris Christie did a couple of things here and there, fine, yeah. But in the overall scheme of things, he's very liberal. He's very much a liberal progressive. And the games they played here, it's despicable. It shouldn't be tolerated. So it's no. And, I mean, I know of the scandal, and I know bits and pieces of it, but to be honest, I haven't looked into the whole details. But I'm like, wow, they actually, you know, retaliation by blocking access lanes to this bridge. And I even saw one email come through that said it may result in murder charges. So I don't know if there was an accident on that bridge that was a result of this happening. There should be charges. There should be charges against his administration or whoever was involved. You know, we used to have this thing called the rule of law. Have you guys heard of that lately? And add that to the list. Face the truth. We have no rule of law anymore, and we have no constitution. Face the truth. Seek the truth. Just go out there and prove to me with the rule of law still applies today, because it doesn't seem to. And we can talk about that with the Orlando Expressway Authority as well, the Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority. We can talk about the rule of law means nothing there, just like it means. And apparently there's some other investigations. During public hearings, they were texting each other, texting special interest, texting. All these things are violations of the Florida Sunshine Law. These people do this stuff, and they never they might get called on the carpet, their hand slapped, but they're allowed to continue on, and they do it again. So there is no rule of law. Seek the truth. There is no rule of law. Face the truth. There is no rule of law. Now we can change America. It's the only way it will happen. And on that note, let's see here. I will do as I have in the past. Let me get a few things here. I want to remind people of some of the Pray for America in 2014, some of the things that I happen to pray for every day. Please think of this. Hopefully you're praying out there too, because we truly need to become a moral society who believes in some core principles: human dignity, human rights. So I pray America will once again be one nation under God. I pray the American people will once again be united as one people. We will be Americans and nothing but Americans. I pray the American people will have the knowledge, strength, and courage to restore our independence and Constitution in 2014. I pray for our troops to be safe. I pray our troops will once again be allowed to protect and defend Americans and the American homeland. That's not happening today. I pray for our children. I pray our children will once again be free to pledge allegiance to America and her flag, free to believe in God, free to believe in liberty, free to learn the truth about America. It's not happening today. I pray Americans will once again have the right to buy an incandescent light bulb. Sounds kind of funny, but it's true. We can buy the mercury light bulbs, but not the incandescent light bulb. Communism. I pray Americans will once again have the right to own private property. This right is being taken away far beyond what most people believe or accept. Seek the truth and face the truth. Your right to own private property is being taken away from you. I pray America will once again be a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. I pray the United States of America will once again be a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. The whole idea of limited federal government and the majority of the rights of the state, the sovereign states, that has all been destroyed. The states are now subservient to the federal government. It was never supposed to be that way. I pray America will once again have freedom of the press. The press is so controlled and so manipulated today, we no longer have a watchdog. We have to share information amongst ourselves through the Internet. And thank God we have the Internet. And let's pray they don't try to take that away from us. And I do fear different ways they can manipulate the Internet. Excuse me. I pray the United States of America will once again be seen as the beacon of freedom for all the world to see. Right now, we have lost so much credibility of what we're supposed to be about. I pray Americans can restore truth, honor, and integrity to the American government. That's been a lot about what the show's been about tonight. We have got to take back our ballot box. We have got to take back and have true representation that we don't have today. We need to charge people with treason when they are, in fact, treason, treasonous traitors. I pray Americans will once again be allowed to be Christians. I pray Americans will once again be allowed to say Merry Christmas and to pledge allegiance to our flag and say One Nation Under God. We're not allowed to do that today. Freedom of religion, as long as you believe what the others believe. I pray Americans will once again be allowed to honor our flag, and it will once again be the flag of the land. A Mexican flag should never fly above an American flag. An American student should be allowed to wear a shirt that has an American flag on it. They can wear the Mexican flag, but they can't wear the American flag. There's something wrong. I pray Americans will once again have the right to personal choice and responsibility. Americans, the majority of us, do not want to be a welfare nation. We do not want socialized communist medicine called Obamacare. We want our privacy. We want our rights. I pray Americans will once again have the right to grow their own food. We talked about that earlier. I pray Americans will be freed from communism and will once again be a free people that have inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But more than anything else, I pray Americans will have the courage and the strength to face the truth and take action to save the United States of America in 2014. Do we have the will? Do we have the knowledge? Are we willing to face the truth? If we don't face the truth, we cannot save America. We have got to face the truth of what has happened. We have to stop trying to somehow pretend to care about all the rest of the world when it's really just a game that they're playing out there to our demise. We need to be friends with all the world. We need to defend and protect our homeland. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to be able to make our own clothes, build our own cars. We should not be dependent on a communist country, and we are. And are you okay with that? Are you okay with being dependent on communist China? Excuse me. Are you okay with the fact that the Chinese company took over Smithfield Meats? Are you okay with chicken being processed in China where they have no standards? You think that their food, the risk of food poisoning and tainted food is bad now? Just wait. And I don't think you even know. I don't think in the stores you know if the chicken was processed from China. Because China has no standards. And they are a communist country. Do you really think a communist country wants to help us? They're laughing at us. We have made ourselves look like a bunch of idiots. And the question is, are you okay with a communist country controlling us? Because right now, China controls us in many ways. They own many things. They're allowed to come buy stuff here, but we're not allowed to buy stuff there. Same with Mexico. Not allowed to go down there and buy land there, but they're allowed to come buy our land. It's sick. It really is sick. This is why free societies don't last. The greed takes over. The treasonous behaviors, the power. And just read President George Washington's farewell address and you'll get the full lesson there. It's just so true. Okay, and to wrap it up here tonight, we'll cut the show a few minutes short tonight, but I will wrap it up with The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. And let's see here. Trying to do one other thing real quick here. The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. written in 1917, accepted by the U.S. House of Representatives on April 3rd of 1918. And you can go on the internet and find that information. And let's see if I can get this going here. And we'll sign off with God Bless the USA. Please be Americans. Please be united as one. And may God bless the USA. Good night, everyone.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
answer was not taken from others. Others gave it to me. They believe in the virtues I stand for. I respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants, who envy my power, but their vicious deeds. Because my mind is sour, because my name is America, I stand proud. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise across the flames, and I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me. America is my name. For those who need.
From above, from mountains to the breath.